Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Fatal police shootings are on the rise in Georgia. A review of records by the AJC shows that 30 people in the state were shot and killed by police last year. The state has nearly matched that total so far this year. Non-fatal shootings are also on the rise. The newspaper reports there have been 50 shootings involving police officers so far this year. That compares to 88 in all of last year. Savannah could get a monument to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The Savannah Morning News reports a developer plans to install the 8-foot-tall monument as part of his Plant Riverside Hotel complex at the west end of River Street. The plan calls for a larger-than-life bust of Dr. King facing the river. City officials say it would be the first monument to the civil rights leader in Chatham County. The city council is set to consider the plan Thursday. Pedestrian safety is the goal of a new program in Macon. GPB's Matthew Causey explains how it could save lives.
Bibb County is one of the top 10 Georgia counties for pedestrian fatalities. This year alone, 6 people have died crossing the city's streets. Violet Poe is a member of Macon's Pedestrian Safety Review Board. She says their new Pedestrian on the Move project aims to cut that number to 0.
With better lighting, sidewalks, crosswalks repainted, it's all types of things that the engineering department, public works, and facilities management are doing.
Volunteers are also outdoors, talking to pedestrians in the areas with the highest number of deaths. For GPB News, I'm Matthew Causey in Macon.
University of Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm broke his left hand earlier this week in a wakeboarding accident. The university calls the injury a small fracture that will not keep the right-hander off the field for summer workouts nor for games this fall. A startup created by 4 Medical College of Georgia students is getting $25,000 to launch their new company. R6 Industries won the Southeast Startup Challenge Summit. The money will fund Disaster Med. That's an app that links emergency shelters during disasters. And it's not just beach season, it's also jellyfish season on Georgia's coast. WTOC reporting Hilton Head Beach Services recently saw more than 200 reports of jellyfish stings in a single day. Officials say the busy season for jellyfish lasts until about August. Lifeguards carry vinegar to help neutralize jellyfish stings. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.